Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close of Rabobank. We're back with Don after this. The DeKalb brand Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola System offers wheat farmers one of the best crop rotation solutions to come along in years, helping to improve wheat yields and quality. Certain DeKalb winter canola products are now available with sulfurea residual tolerance technology that has demonstrated the ability to grow winter canola without damage from herbicide carryover on fields where a long residual sulfurea herbicide was applied in the previous wheat crop. Contact your seed dealer or visit DeKalb.com. Always follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Individual results may vary.
At P&K Equipment, we're proud to offer Oklahoma's largest selection of John Deere equipment, always backed by an honest opinion and a helping hand. Take advantage of our double XL sale. For a limited time, bring home John Deere commercial mowing equipment with zero-turn mowers starting at $64.99. John Deere mowers have the heaviest duty mowing decks in the industry and come with new transmissions for more efficient power usage. Visit pkequipment.com for your nearest location. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 7/31/12. See P&K Equipment for details.
When you back up and look at this beef cattle marketplace from 30,000 feet for all of 2012, we've had a lot of headwinds we've been bumping up against. Don Close is an analyst with Rabobank, one time on staff over at the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, and he talked with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association convention on Saturday about market outlook and all the conditions going on right now. Told us before he spoke with the cattlemen on Saturday morning, there's just been a series of events this year that have rocked the market one after the other.
We started this year with the LFTB story started on March 6th. We followed that up with the fourth BSE event in late April. Unfortunately, that was an abnormal case and was only a very temporarily disruption to the market, but still the confusion that was involved with that, only to be followed up with the drought conditions that we're dealing with all summer. In all of the years, I cannot think of a time that has just been more volatile than what we're seeing this year.
When it comes to, I guess, maybe the first shoe that dropped on the drought, obviously, was the concern about the feed grain crop.
Without doubt. And one of the misconceptions that I think that we are seeing currently and will see play out through the year, there's so much talk in the marketplace right now that this will induce another massive round of cow liquidation. I really don't see that to be the case. A, we had such heavy liquidation across the southern states just this last year, when no doubt Texas and Oklahoma were the brunt of that. Those range pastures have never been restocked, so we simply don't have the numbers to pull that we had a year ago. The other one is if we look further north, we've got 55% of the pasture and range conditions in port are very poor conditions. But if you look at that in contrast to where we were in the southern states at this time a year ago, the percentage of pasture and range conditions were in excess of 90%, poor to very poor. So this year's drought certainly is much larger in geographic area, but not nearly the intensity as what we saw in this area last year.
I know the case of Texas, Oklahoma, for the most part, these states seem to think that the cow liquidation in our states is about over as far as it is already taking place.
I believe that's true. So, and one other thing that I think will play, I just recently made an extensive trip from my St. Louis home area out to western Kansas. And my observation with that trip a week ago was that we're already seeing a huge amount of corn stalks being either baled and or chopped. And so with as corn producers on the fields that are a total loss, they look to redeem whatever they can. I really think the amount of coarse roughage we will have will be surprise the marketplace that will support a lot of cows.
So no way to expand the beef cow herd anywhere in the country this year, but at least on close thinks probably not much of a huge liquidation here in 2012, pushing probably back any sort of herd expansion to maybe 3 years, though, he says, and that's not good news for the U.S. beef cattle industry. Don Close with us today from Rabobank. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.